You're listening to SBS News.
A Charity Plan International Australia commissioned the survey of more than 1,400 females aged between 12 and 25. Asked to nominate the biggest issues facing society, more than half listed climate change. 18% said violence against women, 9% said gender inequality, and 7% said poverty. 16-year-old Casey Henshaw says she's passionate about the issue of climate change.
This is our future we're talking about. It's not something that we can just work on slowly with some of the other, like, civil rights things. But climate crisis is, you know, it's happening today and we need to fix it. Otherwise, in, like, 12 years, there's no promise of a good future.
She says it's been inspiring seeing someone her age, Greta Thunberg, advocate the issue so doggedly, despite criticism from world leaders, including US President Donald Trump and Canadian MP Maxime Bernier.
It's amazing to see someone such as Greta make a difference and speak up. It shows us that no matter how many people are going to try and tear us down, that if we persist, people are going to listen. And I think, like, lately, Greta has been picked apart by, I guess, conservative men and women and people of all ages, just saying that, you know, she's stuttering and she's this and she's that and that her parents are controlling her. But I think if you look at what she's trying to say, it's so empowering to see someone who's done the research, who has showed that, you know, if you keep going, people are going to listen and that, you know, no matter what people are going to say, like, we have a point.
The survey released for the International Day of the Girl found 91% of girls and young women surveyed said that they had a great desire to be a leader to make positive change, but felt they were being held back. Sexism, education and a lack of confidence were identified as barriers. Ms. Henshaw says young women are underestimated and not always listened to.
I think young people are changing and the stereotype around young people is changing because you see young people leading protests and young people sharing about things on social media and really speaking up, having conversations that are really difficult to have with their parents about certain things. And I think that is breaking down the stereotype for young people being quote unquote like lazy or, you know, just want to like lay in their room and do nothing. I think young people are leading the change and are leading what's going to be the new future for young people and for the world. And I think that's really great.
When it came to inspirational women, survey participants named New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, Nobel Peace Laureate Malala Yousafzai, English actress Emma Watson, Greta Thunberg, domestic violence campaigner Rosie Batty, and broadcaster Jan Fran, among others. Western Sydney High School student Jean Lewis says she has ambitions to work in politics. The 15-year-old named Jacinda Ardern and American politician Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as her role models.
I am inspired by how passionate Jacinda Ardern is, and I like that she doesn't let the hate that she gets affect her job. I definitely think she gets more hate because she's a woman.
She says following the path towards her dream won't be easy.
My goal of being in politics, I hope is achievable by the time I am old enough to, but right now it's a little daunting to see a room full of men instead of a room full of equal amounts of men and women.
Ms. Lewis says her journey into youth activism was inspired by watching her older sisters, Lisa and Rose, speak about issues they're passionate about.
What drew me to activism were my sisters primarily, because seeing them wanting to make change and talking about the change that has to be made made me want to go out there with them and try and find the change we want.
She says her work with youth groups has helped her to find confidence.
I feel like there are existing barriers for women of colour in the sense that we don't feel comfortable addressing issues we care about sometimes. And groups like such as mine and stuff, they help us break down those barriers and feel more comfortable.
Older sibling Lisa says she's proud of her sister.
And while younger voices are emerging, it's so important to be their allies. So I'm just focusing really hard on making sure that when they do something, that the older generations are supporting them as well, because they are current and future leaders.
On the Day of the Girl, Jean Lewis says she hopes young women find their own voices.
On International Day of the Girl, you should go do something you were told girls don't do. I feel like the stigma around being a young girl to start with, it's really discouraging to think that we are just meant to sit down and take whatever's given to us. We should take it for ourselves. And I just want other like young women to know that.
Ms. Henshaw says she's saddened to see the criticism faced by Greta Thunberg for speaking out, but she has not let that deter her.
I think it's important for girls to feel empowered because it tells us that it's okay to be who we are, that it's okay to take up space and have an opinion. And I think empowering young women is going to empower the future and make the future a brighter place than it is already.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.